السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اكمن لغا الله انو موسى انسهاو. You are tuning into Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548 with me, your host, Hajira Muzoibu. A special welcome to those listening to us via free-to-air satellite and on DSTV channel 826 Audio Bouquet. Welcome to this week's edition of The Reminder Show, Our Journey to a Better Spiritual Life. I hope we are all doing well, inshallah, and are planting our seeds for Ramadan, inshallah. We've got about 50-something days left, so let us try our best during this month to plant as many seeds as we can, so that we, when Ramadan arrives, or when we come to the month of Ramadan after the month of Sha'ban, then we reap the benefits of those plants that we have planted during the month of Ramadan. And by planting seeds, I mean let us prepare ourselves both mentally and physically for the month of Ramadan, inshallah. And no, my sisters, it's not only doing your samosas and making sure the purr is there and all the dough is ready, but also adding zinto as well, which are important. That relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is important. So these are the seeds that we, this is us preparing for Ramadan by making sure that we're setting our goals, preparing for the month of Ramadan, maybe writing down, having a planner ready, which will guide you on how or what ibadah to do on the month of Ramadan, on how on the things where to, you know, get your ibadah going throughout that Ramadan, inshallah. And also another way of us preparing for the month of Ramadan that many of us are not really aware is preparing us for Ramadan is by fasting for our qadas, fasting our qadas that we are supposed to fast. So if you have any qada fast that you have to fast, this is a month that you should start fasting. And this is a month where the Prophet ﷺ is mentioned something to the effect that the Prophet ﷺ used to fast the most during this month. So as in preparation for the month of Ramadan, inshallah. So let's make it a habit for us also, if we don't have any qadas, to at least try to fast during Mondays and Thursdays, inshallah, in preparation for the month of Ramadan, inshallah. And also a reminder on the dua to be recited from this month, inshallah. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, bless us in Rajab and in Sha'ban, and let us witness the month of Ramadan, inshallah. So this is a dua that, even this dua is a reminder for everyone, you and I, every day, that Ramadan is surely around the corner, inshallah. So now, on our show for today, what's coming up for today on our lineup is, we talk about tawakkul, trusting and relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can this bring about peace within us, especially during time of difficulties? Yes, so good, you know, we are going through isn't many of us, all these things are difficult times. So we will be talking about how we can put our trust in Allah and rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during times of difficulties and so on. My guest for today, Aba Farhana Haturani, will be joining us for an interview on how we can work on our tawakkul and what it truly means, inshallah. I look forward to that interview later on, inshallah. Now, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Now, the reason why I have chosen this topic is because in my interaction with people, in some of the posts that I have come across in media, a lot of us have come to lose our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if we do say that we have the trust in Allah, we do not fully place our trust in Allah. There are times that we find people are going through difficulties. You and I also, it's sometimes where we are going through difficulties, and putting our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually something which is far ahead in our mind. Like, let's say we put it for last. We never really have the full conviction and full yakin and full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, this is why I chose the topic for today, that this should be at least one of the seeds that we plant during this month of Rajab, that we plant the seed of tawakkul, trusting and relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let that be one of our goals during this month, one of the seeds that we plant, that when, inshallah, we witness the month of Ramadan, we enter the month of Ramadan, then we enter it in such a way that we are now in Sha'ban, we are watering that seed. For instance, we're watering the seed during the month of Sha'ban, watering the seed that we planted in Rajab. And then when Ramadan comes, we reap that we have sown, so that inshallah our trust in Allah is of a better, and when with this trust, then we have a better relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the key to a better relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, better understanding of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, inshallah. So now let's take a look at the importance of tawakkul. Why is it so important that we place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now, dear listeners, tawakkul is basically the trust and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you just simply saying what is tawakkul, it is the trust and reliance we have on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is accepting the result that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides for you. So that the deed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for us, regardless of how things may turn out, or how things may turn, whether it is bad or good. As we know that even in our imani mujmal, imani mufassal, we say that amantu billahi kama huwa bi asmahi wa sifati wa qabiltu jami' ahkami, and also amantu billahi وأمنت بالله ورسوله وكتبه ورسوله واليوم الآخر وقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. Forgive me if I've read it wrong. It's just I have a slip of mind today. I believe in Allah, in His angels, in His books, and His messengers, in the takdir, the good of it and the bad of it. So these are all the things that that comes with reliance and trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trusting Allah that when we accept Him, the results that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, the test, knowing that it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether good or bad. We may face challenges and difficulties difficult situations in our life, but we have to face them strongly while believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is in control of those situations. And this is what tawakkul is. Tawakkul is our belief and our attitude when we are faced with difficulties. Are we actually taking it as a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that it's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how we will get through? We're putting our where we know we're giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all that right of our life affairs. He's the one that takes care of it. Do you have an understanding of this, of what tawakkul is? Now, in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and He will provide for him from where he does not expect, and whoever places his trust in Allah, sufficient is He for him. And for Allah, He will surely accomplish His purpose. For verily, Allah has appointed for all things a due proportion. Now, from this ayat already, we can understand it. We can say it, you know, when we are trusting in Allah and relying upon Allah, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best sustainer and the best provider. He is the one who will guide us in our difficult situations and give us a means to, you know, ease. As even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us many a times that innama al-usri yusra, that after every difficulty there is ease. That after every difficult time that we go through, we will find ease, inshallah. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us. And this is what tawakkul brings upon us, knowing that whatever situation that we are put in, whatever difficulty we go through, is what was written for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is able, when we should trust in His decision, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will deliver us from this difficulty we go through. Now, when we're speaking about tawakkul, one story that comes to mind is that of Musa alayhi salam. Now, the beginning of tawakkul can be seen here, where his mother had to place him in a basket and put him in the river Nile. Now, how many of us can do such a thing, where we take our own children, for instance, and we put them into a basket, into the river? We do not know, firstly, the tide of that river, or that current of the river, how fast it's flowing. But this is, when we speak about the story of Musa alayhi salam, we see the tawakkul that his mother had when she placed him in a basket, where he had to, where she had to put a trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She had that yakin, she had a trust, that tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where she placed her child, a small child, in a basket, not knowing where it will end up, but because she had a trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she knew that it was a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant her a way out of it. She did it anyway, and she put the child in a basket. So what happened, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we see this, the meaning of this ayat again, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides from you from places where you do not expect, what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her the means of seeing him again. She had no idea that will she see her child or not, but because of the trust, the tawakkul that she has in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that hope in her being reunited with the child, in the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she carried on putting the child in a basket, and he went away. And this, how Allah gave her the means of seeing him again, was through that she had to breastfeed him. She was called to the palace where she had to breastfeed this boy. Well, obviously, people at that time, they did not know that she was the actual mother of Musa alayhi salam. They just thought it was someone that was a person that used to, you know, breastfeed or, you know, wean children. I mean, not wean, used to breastfeed children. So she was called and she came to suckle the baby in the palace. So this was through the tawakkul that she had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah granted her the means of seeing Musa alayhi salam again. And also we witnessed this power of tawakkul, this trust that the Anbiya alayhi salam had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when Musa alayhi salam was brought up, he had grown up, he became a man now, what happened is the time when he had been involved in a fight with one of the people of Egypt, one of the soldiers of Egypt, then what happened? He had to flee and go to Midian. Now what happened there? He came and arrived in a place that he was totally unaware of. He was a total stranger in a place. Imagine at that time, you are a stranger in a place, you are hungry, there's no one that you can ask for help at that moment. What happens is he only helps these two women out of just, you know, kindness, chivalry, where he's asking this, helping these two women that came to water their flock, not expecting anything in return. Then when he goes back and he sits down and he reclines and he sits back in his tree, what happens? He lifts up his hand and then he makes dua and asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him any good. Now just imagine, at that moment, we are all worried. I'm sure, imagine the anxiety that you might have when you're going to an unfamiliar place. You do not know where your next meal is going to be. Or sometimes it's about to become nightfall. Where are you going to sleep at that moment? You don't know what are. In those times, there were wild animals everywhere. So you don't know whether a wild animal will find you there. You don't have shelter. You're hungry. You don't have it. What happens? Allah, because he had a trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had a tawakkul when he was making dua, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him a means of actually, you know, two ladies that he had helped, they were actually a means of his dua being accepted, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then inspired one of the ladies to inform the father. The father actually had been amazed that, you know, usually my daughters, they take so long at watering. Today they are a bit early. So they informed their father about this young man who had helped them water their flock. And this is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant you a means from places that you do not expect. That he, in that one day of making a dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided him with a place to sleep, food, and also he got married to one of those daughters. And this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that one day he had gotten all that just through the trust that he had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's important for us to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for us from where we do not expect. Even at times, you know, we also ourselves will witness that there are times where we are sitting and we do not know where our next meal will come from. Or there are people who will tell you these stories that, you know what, I do not know what I'm going to eat. And then all of a sudden someone came to give me a gift. And that was that person had been a means of you actually having a dua, having a trust in Allah. I just made dua. I know there was a beautiful story I once heard of a woman who had no nappies for her children and her child. And she had been so worried. She just made dua and just, you know, placed her trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because she had no other means of doing anything. And out of nowhere, someone came in and provided her with what she needed at that time. She said, you know, this woman was like, you know, I did not know where this person came from or who had informed this person, I don't have this, but this person knew exactly what I needed at that moment. So this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the power of trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us clearly that, you know, tawakkul, you know, is not an option, but rather a requirement is a Muslim. Having this trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually a requirement of us as being Muslims. It's one of our beliefs that we have to have the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tells us that, you know what, put your trust in Allah if you are believers indeed. So One of the requirements of being a believer is that you should place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we talk about tawakkul, we say that now we depend on Allah for everything. We place our reliance on Him, even, you know, in things, not only in our deen. Sometimes we place place our trust in Allah when it comes to our deen and so on, but also our worldly affairs, whatever we may go through, our difficulty that we face during this time in this world. All these things we place, even if it's a small thing. You know, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they relied upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for even a shoelace, a string to tie the shoes. So this is the amount of tawakkul that we should have upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we place our trust in Allah, that even in our worldly affairs, things that we go through in our life, we have that reliance and that trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are being afflicted with difficulty, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will move it away from us and grant us ease and so on. So now, even when we talk about, you know, tawakkul, it involves our belief, our dependence, and whether when we are doing our actions, we actually mean it, that we are relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're saying it, but we're not really feeling it. And usually this comes and stems about from doubt. We're having the doubt in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that when we know that we have tawakkul, is when we actually place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can move us from that difficulty that is mentioned. And also it's important for us to remember, and this comes with the benefits of tawakkul, that when you are placed with hardship, when you are placed with misfortune, where something befalls you, then it is when you are at that moment, your tawakkul is, you should, the benefit is that when you have that hardship and you have gone through this difficulty, then it becomes easy for you to accept it without any panic. You become accepting to it, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove you from that difficulty, and also you remain strong and you face that hardship, knowing that Allah, having a full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So strong belief is that, you know, when we have that tawakkul, it shows us that, you know, and it gives us that assurance, actually, as human being, that, you know what, this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is my test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deliver me away from it and will grant me ease from this difficulty. Even the Quran tells us that, you know what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give us a burden which we cannot bear. Allah does not burden us beyond what, does not burden a soul beyond that which he can bear. This also shows us whatever test and whatever difficulty you are going through at that moment is in actual fact the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on you, that he knew that you can handle. It's something that you can handle. It's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that you will go go through it, and you will become strong. You come out stronger from that hardship that you are facing at that time. So this is tawakkul. This is one of the benefits of having trust in Allah, so that you are able to understand that any test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you is a test that you can handle as a person. And now, another benefit of tawakkul is that it invites you to, you know, to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. When you understand the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his sifat, and understanding the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, then you are able to trust him more. You are able to build a relationship where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything, but with taking, you know, the means and taking precautions and so on, so that you can, you do not just say, I trust Allah, and set up, you trust Allah and you make a means and you make a step, and you ask for, what you should do is ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance in gaining assistance in overcoming that hardship that you may be going through at that moment. So now these are just some of the benefits of tawakkul. And then when you have tawakkul, whatever happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever happens, whatever difficulties, even at the time of hardship, you end up finding the pleasure of knowing who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have the pleasure of understanding that difficulty will come to a pass. And then when it comes to a pass, you have that in you where you feel that, you know what, you get that sense of calmness, that sense of being pleased with the situation that you are in, that, you know what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove you from that situation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant you a better situation. You know, sometimes we feel that you are being tested, that I am, at that moment you'll feel, why me? Why am I being tested? I am the only one that's being tested. And you feel, why is so-and-so not being tested? Or why is that person not being tested with this? Why am I the only one that's being tested with this? And these are all wrong thoughts that we have. And we do not understand it. Those that that test might be a means of you gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or gaining nearness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we have that mindset, we do not really understand, or we do not really comprehend that, you know what, that we, what if that person is being tested with comfort? What if that person is being tested with health? What if at that moment that person is healthy, but they are forgetting who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? So when we should understand that every test that is written is for us, and that every test that Allah has given us, we should trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deliver us away from that test, inshallah. So now we go for a quick ad break, inshallah, and we get back, we have our guest on for today, Appa Farhana Haturani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. You are tuning to Radio Islam International, Medium Wave 1548. With me, your host, Hajra Muzawe, and this is The Reminder Show. We are speaking about tawakkul, trusting and relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No situation or problem is bigger than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My guest online, Appa Farhana Haturani. Appa Farhana Haturani is an alima, a brand ambassador for Covered Magazine, and Appa has been running her own madrasa in Houghton for the past 5 years. She's a published writer as well as a motivational speaker. Now we are speaking about tawakkul, Appa. The virtue of relying on Allah is mentioned and highly praised in many Quranic verses. And what is mentioned frequently in the Quran is of profound significance and takes high priority. Musa alayhi salam was homeless, jobless, and alone in a strange town. He helped two women chivalrously without expecting any favors in return. He then withdrew under a tree sincerely call to his Lord for help in these following words: "My Lord, truly I am in need of whatever good that you bestow on me." At such a sincere display of pure trust, his Lord responded to his prayer, and Allah gave him a long-lasting job, a considered employer, accommodation, a chaste wife, and compassionate in-laws. All this within the same day, subhanallah. Now this is tawakkul. So Appa, please. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Appa.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Gee, Appa, jazakallah khair for joining us, Appa.
Jazakallah for having me once again, and a warm welcome to all your listeners.
Ameen, ameen, Appa, jazakallah khair. So Appa, please tell us more about what it means to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Like you've already mentioned, Sister Hajra, that there are numerous ayah and I think an equal amount of a hadith regarding this beautiful concept of tawakkul. But I think one of my favorite ones, one of the ayahs that really stand out for me, is something that I think I, you know, keep on continuing to go back to in times of my need of Allah's help, whatever, is the ayah where Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then Allah will suffice for him. And I think for me, why I keep going back to this ayah is, you know, and someone explained this so beautifully to me when I was going through some a difficult time at that moment, was, you know, what we think of Allah is what Allah will give back to us. And I love that. I love that. That really hit home to me. So if we are having like a shoddy or a half reliance on Allah, then that is exactly the outcome Allah is going to give us. But if we have this firm trust in Allah, that, you know, no matter what happens, Allah, I trust you, and I'm going through something, and I trust you to help me through this, or I trust you to give me the best outcome. And just that, and you know, that having that complete reliance and faith in Allah, that is the outcome, you know, that Allah will give us. So what you think of Allah is what Allah is going to give you back in return. And I think, like, this is part of, you know, part of tawakkul. And then Allah will suffice for us according to how we think of Him. So the amount of trust we have in Allah is the amount of help and sufficiency Allah will grant us, which is unlike, you know, the level of trust we give to insan from time to time. Sometimes we trust human beings and they don't really fall through for us, but this is not our Rabb. This is different. Now let us, you know, as we're going through this particular topic, and I'm not sure if you've covered it already, you know, we got tawakkul and we have tawakkul. And I just want to quickly distinguish between the two. Tawakkul is relying upon Allah with making effort, and tawakkul is relying upon Allah without making effort now. Just get that out of the way as we go along so that people are not confused. Right? And so tawakkul is also the understanding and acceptance that as human beings, we are only in control of a limited amount of things, and that everything else lies with the help of Allah after we have made that effort. So that this concept of we are only able to do so much is applicable when it comes to tawakkul, and I find this quite comforting. And for us to rely on Allah and trust Allah, we need to work and strive with our relationship with Allah. Like, so if someone will say, you know, I'm struggling with my tawakkul, I'm struggling, I don't know how to, you know, achieve this trust in Allah. Usually when you don't have a complete faith and trust in Allah, then you will find you are a little bit more stressed, you're a little bit more with anxiety and whatever it is. And why is this? It's just, you know, we're not working hard enough with our relationship with Allah. And to work on our relationship with Allah is obviously, you know, fulfilling our obligations towards Allah, not allowing the life and our endeavors in life to distract us from our obligations to Allah. So we also need to constantly work with our relationship, work with our connection with Allah, and inshallah, what that be comes in this tawakkul and this reliance upon Allah.
Very true, Appa. Doubt plays a huge role when it comes to tawakkul, where we find ourselves, we are having a doubt in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as doubt is corrosive and is in itself a sufficient manifestation of ignorance. Appa, please explain to us the problem doubt causes in placing your trust in Allah.
So, you know, I feel like when we have doubt, this is one of Shaitan's biggest scheme is for him to come and place doubt in our reliance upon Allah. And then what generally happens is when you doubt Allah, you start going to other means to fulfill and to receive the outcomes that you want in life. Usually going to the wrong avenues, the wrong people, committing sin, whatever that is. But this is one of Shaitan's biggest schemes, is to make you doubtful of the reliance of Allah. And the only way doubt finds its way into our hearts with regards to tawakkul, and the only way Shaitan is easily for Shaitan to come to us and to whisper and to place this doubt, is when we have weakened iman. And I really don't like to actually pick on this with people and talk about weakened iman, but it is a reality. And sometimes the most, you know, prominent people, the most pious of people have a phase, have a stage, have a time when we all have weakened iman, you know, because we do have nafs. And so we all go through this from time to time. And weakened iman can only be caused by, you know, by certain sins maybe we are committing, or weakened connection with our Rabb at times. And how does this doubt affect us? Well, certainly if we have flawed tawakkul in Allah, then it makes it much more challenging to navigate through life emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. So this is when, you know, we will be afflicted with anxiety, depression, etc. kicks in and overcomes us. So in order for us to overcome situations and circumstances that are obviously not in our favor, right, and things that are beyond our control, without crippling fear, anxiety, or depression, then we need to work on our tawakkul on Allah. And to work on that, we need to check our intentions. Another way doubt upon Allah affects us is in our gratitude towards Him. Right? So when we're doubting Allah, then we're not grateful for everything that He has bestowed upon us thus far, all the favors that He has bestowed upon us thus far. So it means that, you know, we don't also have a true understanding of who Allah is. And we say to know Allah, to trust Allah is to know Allah. There's a saying, you know, to trust Allah is to know Allah. And to know Allah is to accept. I'm sure a lot of you, the listeners, are aware of the 99 names of Allah. And those are the qualities of Allah. And for us to know those qualities of Allah, to trust in those qualities of Allah, to accept them, to know its meanings, to understand what each name of Allah means. And if you doubting Allah, it means that those attributes of Allah you have, you don't have an understanding of it, and you need to work on that.
So true, Appa. Very true. What a very important point Appa has made there regarding the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's true, when we when you come to notice it, the doubt stems from not really understanding the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the actual power that comes with those names. So Appa, are there different levels of tawakkul?
There are different levels, and I'm not too sure which levels are you referring to here, but I'll just give my understanding of when you talk about the levels of tawakkuh here. And I feel like the first level is to know that, again, we come back to the qualities of Allah, right? Is to know that Allah, by all His qualities and attributes, the 99 names of Allah, and the fact that Allah is the sustainer, He's all-knowing, and that everything only happens with His decree. For us to gain that knowledge, right? So that's like the first level of tawakkul, where we get an understanding of the qualities of Allah. The second level is that type based on ignorance, where we spoke about tawakkul already, and not tawakkul. When you have tawakkul, then I don't have to really make effort. I just trust Allah, right? I trust Allah without striving towards the cause that I am in. And this is based on ignorance, because surely you cannot pass an exam without studying. You cannot get well without consulting a doctor. You cannot achieve things without striving on your behalf, right? And the third level is remaining firm in the relying upon Allah and alone. And that Allah speaks of Himself in the Holy Quran. He says, if Allah helps you, none can overcome you. If He forsakes you, who is there after Him that can help you? And in Allah alone, let their believers be trust. So this is the best form of reliance upon Allah, where you just know that no matter what I do, no matter how much I try, no matter how much I strive, at the end of the day, it is Allah's will, it is Allah's decree, and I place my trust in Allah to grant me the best outcome of my effort.
Very strong. May Allah grant us understanding.
And there's also one level, I feel, that maybe a lot of us don't really understand, and it is that relying upon Allah where we just have a very tranquil demeanor about ourselves and how we navigate through life. Is that no matter how much, again, we're going back to the third point, where we do whatever it is that we need to do, and the rest we just leave in the hands of Allah. And you'll find that this type of person will just have a very tranquil and peaceful demeanor about themselves. And I think for me, this is what we all want to strive in, this very crazy world that we live in. You know, to try and bring, and we run to all types of avenues and ways and people, you know, looking for peace, looking for counseling, looking for this, looking for that. But ultimately, it is really this reliance upon Allah, which takes a lot of effort to get towards, you know, that will actually give us this level of taqwa, where we're just peaceful and we're just calm about what life throws at us.
That's very true, Appa. That's very, very true. Okay, Appa, my next question to you is, relying on Allah Almighty can impart full satisfaction and peace in a person. So, Appa, please tell us more about the benefits of placing our trust in Allah.
So there are many benefits of tawakkul ala Allah, the first of which is, of course, what we've already mentioned before, that is, you know, you cannot have, when we talk about tawakkul, remember, we refer to being happy with the decree of Allah. And a part of being happy with the decree of Allah and accepting the decree of Allah is, you know, it's part of our iman. As in, you know, وَلَقَدْ خَيْرِي مِنْ شَرِي وَخَيْرِي مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, is that you accept whatever bad and whatever good comes your way is by the will of Allah. And so when you accept that, that is another, you know, it's another way of tawakkul ala Allah. And when you have that, it's like you're completing your iman, right? So it's part of your iman, so that you are perfecting your iman when you have tawakkul ala Allah. Moreover, tawakkul also gives us an understanding of the balance to be had between putting our trust and reliance upon Allah willingly on the one hand, and our individual responsibility in using the means available on the other. And this is when, you know, we how can I put this here? When we place or rely our trust in Allah, making Allah Himself, what we actually do with this here is that when we trust Allah, when we turn to Him and we say, you know what, Ya Allah, I need my affairs in your hands and in your control, we are directly going to Allah and we say, Ya Allah, I'm making you my friend. We are making Allah our ally in life. And what would be better than that, than to have Allah on your side, for you to say, I leave everyone else, I only trust you, Ya Allah. You are my companion. You are going to be my friend. You are going to be my, you are going to be the one who's going to hold my hand through life. And we are building a relationship with Allah. And that is for me one of the most beautiful things that can come out of Tawakkul ala Allah, is this relationship and this friendship and this ally that we are building with Allah through Tawakkul.
Subhanallah. May Allah grant us all the ability to understand the relationship that we can hold with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Inshallah.
Okay, but my last question to you is, putting effort is necessary to achieving a life's objective. So how does this work together with Tawakkul?
So Allah has granted us, I love this one, and I think we've heard this one being done to death, especially with the whole pandemic that has surrounded us. It's like, you know, tie your camel, tie your camel. And for those who don't know about the story, is that once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had come across a Bedouin who had not tied his camel. Do you know that those days they had to tie the camel to these little poles or whatever whenever they made a stop so that the camel doesn't run away and stuff. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam inquired as to why he hasn't tied his camel. And he said, but I trust Allah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, tie your camel first and then trust Allah. So, and then also another story that comes to mind was when Yaqub alayhi salam sent his sons into Egypt to talk to Yusuf alayhi salam, he advised them that all of you don't go through the one gate into Egypt, lest they believe that you could be a danger, right? So enter from different gates into Egypt so that they don't attack you. So yes, I mean, Yaqub alayhi salam was a prophet of Allah. He could have asked Allah what was going to happen, but he still took precaution and he still gave his sons advice on how to take precaution, and then they trust in Allah. So Allah has granted us faculties for a reason, and we need to utilize them. And we talk about our faculties. Allah is the brain, right? Our faculties, our senses, our brain. There's a reason why Allah has advised us, you know, tolerable in me for that in Allah kulli Muslim, seek knowledge until from the, you know, it's farz upon every Muslim and seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. There's a reason why Allah has, the Quran, the Hadith has encouraged us for this, is that you need to still make effort in this dunya. You cannot go about your life without making effort in this dunya and just placing all your trust in Allah and expecting the best of outcomes. He's given us faculties, and we need to use those faculties, and that is where your effort is going to come from. So we need to first use our God-granted faculties and put in our best efforts in our worldly affairs, right? Which is like now comes your studies, your work, your home, all of that, right? You need to put in effort. Then we have to trust Allah. And then lastly, we need to believe in the willing decree of Allah of the outcome of that situation. So that is how the effort is going to work when it comes to tawakkul ala Allah, is to first make our effort, and then we need to place our trust in Allah. And then lastly, is to whatever outcome transpires from all of that effort and from your tawakkul ala Allah, is to believe and to trust that whatever that outcome was is in the best will of Allah, and that Allah knows best with our affairs, and to accept it wholeheartedly. But tawakkul cannot come in, it cannot work without effort. It has to have effort. We have to apply ourselves.
Very true, very true, Afa. Afa, it was such a pleasure speaking to Afa. And Afa really gave us informative information on Tawakkul. And we look forward to speaking to Afa again, inshallah, in future.
Inshallah, Ameen. Jazakallah for having me once again, Hajra.
Ameen, Ameen, Afa. Jazakallah. Asalaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Afa.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, that was Appa Farhana Haturali with us. It was giving us really, really good information about Tawakkul and placing our trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that we usually, like Appa said, we usually do not take really importance about that relationship we can really create through the Tawakkul that we will have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are times that we are going through difficulties that we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's usually the last resort. We wait for us to, you know, beg from this one and that one before actually putting our trust in Allah. And yes, there is effort that's supposed to be taken where you first, you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly, and then find a means. Like, you know, people are going through difficulties and they're always complaining that they don't have this. Find a means first. I mean, find a means. Yes, place your trust in Allah, tie your camel. But, I mean, place your trust in Allah, but also tie your camel and find a way of you actually gaining a means of coming out of that situation, inshallah. May Allah grant us all the ability to build this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of tawakkul. And may Allah grant us the ability of always being steadfast upon tawakkul. So let this be the seed that we plant during this month of Rajab, where we build a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're building a relationship where we will trust Allah, when we have that full yaqeen and full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get us out through situations and through any difficulty that we are going through, inshallah. So that is where I will end the program for today, inshallah. Until next week, Tuesday, from me, Hajra Mzobe, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.